Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas. Tonight, I want to talk to you about grace, and you will probably hear me flipping pages through my notes. I hope that doesn't bother you. Grace is a very misunderstood concept of Christianity. Actually, it's the foundation of the gospel, and there seems to be a lot of confusion about what it is and is not. So I'm hoping to clear that up for you in the next few minutes. The definition of grace is that it is the goodness and favor of God that was not earned or deserved. I like the way Tony Evans puts it. He says that grace is what God did for us independent of us. So that means that we have no control over it, and it's an immutable characteristic of God, something that only He could have done. We are all sinners in need of grace, including those of us in the fivefold ministry, and we have all fallen short of the glory of God. Because of this, because of the loving God that He is, He sent Jesus to earth to sacrifice Himself on the cross so that all of us could be in right standing with God. Basically, before salvation, we were on death row. We were dead men and women walking. It is very important for you to understand that once you receive the Lord as your Savior and you are now saved, that you continue to read your Bible and strive to live a holy, righteous life. Now, sanctification, what I just said, that doesn't happen overnight. It is a process. And those of us who have been around in Christianity and in the ministry for a long time, we understand that and we want to help you through that. We all need grace. I've said it before, and I'll probably say it five more times before the end of this podcast. There are people who are judgmental, who are Christians, I'm sorry to say, I used to be one of them, who think they are better than other people. And they think that certain people don't deserve mercy or grace, but that's not true. God loves us all, and He wants us all. His desire was for us to be in heaven with Him. So the people that many of us or many of you don't think deserve forgiveness, don't deserve grace, don't deserve salvation, like criminals, addicts, terrorists, atheists, the black sheep in the family, the boss you can't stand, the woman who cheated on with your husband, they all deserve grace. Just because we sin differently doesn't mean that we're better than anybody else. Grace helps us grow. I'm going to give you some references to read on your own time. Grace helps us grow. The reference for that is 2 Peter 1, verses 1 through 11. We are saved by grace. Ephesians 2, 1 through 9. We are transformed by grace. Titus 2, 11 through 13. So we should start to look and act differently. God's grace is available to us every day. And like I said earlier, the more we read our Bibles and pray and grow closer to the Lord, the more grace we will receive and the more at peace we will feel. Now that we know what grace is, let's talk about what it is not. It is not a license to sin. It is not a get out of hell free card. Meaning, just because you're saved does not mean that you get to keep deliberately committing sins. And you just pray and say, well, God's going to forgive me, so I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway, and I'll just ask for forgiveness. It doesn't work like that. You need to be trying to look, think, feel, speak like your Heavenly Father. Because in the natural, as a parent, your children look like you on some level. They either look like you physically, or they have your manners. They walk like you. Their voice may sound like yours. There's going to be some characteristics, whether they're physical or otherwise, that help someone know, oh yeah, that's Jael's daughter. Mm-hmm. So there are things about you that should change, and you should be trying to change. If you're not trying to change, then there are a couple of things that could be going on. Well, let me back up. First of all, let me tell you that sanctification, the process of becoming holy and righteous and striving for excellence and perfection in Christ, is a process. And as ministers, we want to try to help you through that process. If you're trying, we're going to keep working with you. But there are some people, like I said, who deliberately, willfully sin repeatedly and still try to call that grace and they have no remorse. That's a big fat no. We all wrestle with sin. I do too. And yet, I don't habitually, deliberately, willfully keep doing stuff all day, every day that I know is going to break my Father's heart. Am I perfect? No, nowhere near it. Not even close. And yet, I'm striving every day to continue to transform myself into a new creation, the image of Christ. Okay? So a couple of things are happening if you're deliberately doing this and then, you know, just praying and saying, I'm sorry, and thinking you're okay. Either you really don't understand grace, or when you ask Jesus into your heart, you just felt good in the moment and you had an experience. And I know that's really harsh to say, but let me give it to you in the natural. Let's say if you're a guy, there's this girl you've been eyeing for a long time. You finally get her to go out with you. After a few dates, she finally lets you kiss her. And you're like, oh man, snap. That was everything I thought it was going to be. That's awesome. Okay, you had a moment. You had an experience. It's not a marriage. It's not an engagement. It's not a contract. It's not a covenant. You had an aha moment. And so sometimes a lot of people get caught up in worship or in a message and they're like, yeah, I want to change. I want to do this. And it's just a spur of the moment thing. And you really haven't thought it through and you really weren't serious about it. And you didn't realize that you didn't really want to do it until a month later or a week later or the next day. And so when you have that kind of moment, then you need to talk to your pastor and say, look, I'm not even sure if I'm saved at this point. I need to get baptized. I need you to explain grace to me and salvation again. I need to make sure that I'm saved. There's nothing wrong with that because we all wrestle with questions about God and about the Bible. That's normal. But if you do know what you're doing and you're not confused and it's not bothering you at all, then at this point, you have rejected Christ. I'm just going to say it. You've rejected Christ and you are ignoring the voice of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I just can't say it any plainer than that. And so, again, there needs to be some regret, repentance, remorse. There needs to be some counseling, some pastoral counseling, maybe some fasting. So, you know, grace is serious. God did not have to be this loving with us, this protective of us, this inviting to us to allow us to have a chance to spend eternity with Him in heaven. So I hope that you will read the scriptures that were referenced. I hope that you will pray about your own soul salvation. I pray that you will get pastoral counseling if you're confused. And most of all, if you have not accepted the Lord as your Savior, I hope that you will prayerfully consider it because, you know, I want you to be my brother or sister. I want to be able to be with you in glory in heaven when the Lord returns. And I just can't even explain to you how awesome I know it's going to be, even though I can't really know. I can just imagine. And I know it's going to be like a million times better than my imagination. So I'm like, wow. I can't wait. I just can't wait. And I want that for you too. So I hope you understand a little more about grace today and that it's not about works. It's not about how much money you give or how many ministries you serve in, or it's not about any of that. This is about God's undeserved, unearned kindness and favor on your life. Be blessed.